Oh, good morning, everybody. You know, I get pretty excited about these calls. I get up early. This is going to be our last week. We're going to talk about fat. We're going to go on to talk about lean.
I put in the fat flush recipe.
Okay, I'll see it when I get it. I mean, when we get to it, I guess I'll see it, huh?
It will be on the recipe page, yeah.
Okay. And thank you very much for resending me the slides last night. It certainly helped me a lot.
Okay, these slides. About the yam.
Yeah.
When you want them, I should switch to my desktop.
Okay, that'd be great.
Open them.
Yeah, I could too, but my desktop is a mess. It looks almost as bad as my real desk. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning, Monty. And we've got Steve here. He's being very quiet. Good morning, Karen Eastwood.
Good morning.
And I'm here. This is Donna. I'm not on the screen, but I'm here.
Okay. Good morning, Donna.
Morning.
Thank you for speaking up.
You're welcome.
Okay. Where is Margaret? Margaret's going to give me help today. So, well, let me see. She'll probably be here in time. I hope. Let's see, we got 7:01. I just got off the phone with her a few minutes ago, so I know she'll be here. Okay, well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Health Style Call. My co-host here, Margaret Heath, will be helping me here in a little bit. She's from Tennessee. I told her she has to talk slow, because we have trouble hearing, understanding Tennessee talk. And anyway, she's just a very, very dear friend, and she's really gung-ho on this health style mission as well. Okay, so our job is going to be to, what we want to do is educate and simplify and motivate ourselves and all those people that we can reach to help follow a path that leads us all to better health. And we're going to be talking about our healthy body. Mainly that's going to be the pillar that this call will be focusing on. And our company, Nikan, is partnered with the Healthy Child, Healthy World. And both companies are dedicated to a toxic-free environment. And we'll also cover a bit here about, you know, what are some of the factors that help us have a healthy body? Well, having a toxic-free environment and getting good sleep and eating healthy foods and getting our stress under control. And there might be some other things as well as we go along. And as I mentioned, we are partnered with Healthy Child, Healthy World, and this has just been a wonderful fit for us because both are on this, have been on the same page, and Nikan has wanted, has thought about all being healthier from the day they started. So, chronic inflammation is leading to the top killer diseases, and where are we getting some of these toxins? Well, we get them in the air that we breathe and the water we drink, and there, Nikan has the answer. We've got our wonderful waterfall and sports bottle, as well as our air purifiers. Acidifying foods that are acid. We've got, Nikan brings us more alkaline whole foods with our Siaga J greenzymes and many, many others. And then we've got our protein sources. And our Nikan Body Balance is absolutely wonderful. There's no refined or artificial sugars in there. It's vegan. It's kosher certified. It's delicious. And then stress. And our when we go to bed at night on our Nikan sleep system, we are getting rid of stress. Our body is rebuilding itself, and so we get the best, very, very best night's sleep, and that's when we're going to get rid of the stress. There's stress in everybody's life. We all have it. And then, of course, I don't know if we've got any guests on here today, but if we want to share with people how we can help them have less stress by helping them financially. Okay. We use a lot of information from Dr. Blaylock because I really admire this man. The more I read about him, the more I like him. And I just, if he doesn't agree with something, I kind of side with him. Because, number one, he's not funded by any of the pharmaceutical industry, doesn't get any kickback from health products and supplements, and he takes no money from the multi-billion. Two of the reasons that I like this man, and plus he's very, very smart. He's a neurosurgeon. And so we can go to the next one, Ruth. Okay. Some of the things that we eat are very toxic, and here on the left-hand side, we've got some saturated fats. These are foods, fats that are found in foods from animals and dairy products, and we want to make better choices by eating healthy veggies, fruits, and our body balance smoothies. You know, Dr. Blaylock says to gain benefit from our fruits and veggies, we have to eat 5 servings a day. He says 10 is optimal, and for elderly, I don't know if I'm there yet, 15 servings is the best. Well, I think I'd be eating all day if I needed to be eating 15 servings. So he really says that we, if we blenderize our vegetables, we get 3 times the nutrition. We are able to absorb 80 to 90% of the nutrients in there. So we could really get great benefits from, you know, 5 servings. So that's one reason that we love to throw in our some vegetables and fruits into our body balance smoothies. And not to mention, Nikan also has some other ammunition to help us, which is our digestion and also our Siaga. So we want to stay away from those things on the right, and we want to really eat more of the things on the left. Okay, next. Sugar is a killer. Okay, trans fats are the worst fats, and they're created when liquid oils are converted into semi-solid fats by adding hydrogen. And trans fats are found in commercially made donuts, packaged cookies, cakes, chips, and partially hydrogenated vegetable oils, and fried foods and margarine and shortening are all really, really bad for us. You can see that artery up there that is just all plugged up. And that's from us eating these bad fats. You see the pretty little avocado up there? Now that is a good fat. We can go to the next one. We've got a really good fats are monounsaturated fats, and these would include avocados and nuts and almonds and olive oil, of course. Polyunsaturated fats are found in cold water fish, like this wonderful wild salmon there. We want to stay away from Atlantic salmon. And the fishes that are rich in omega-3 fatty acids. Fish oils, walnuts, and flaxseed are also good sources of the polyunsaturated fats. And Dr. Blaylock, again, says coconut oil is saturated and does not produce the hardening of the arteries. He says both coconut and palm oil have high concentrations of medium-chain fatty acids. I am quoting him. They're burned for energy and not stored as fats. They enhance our immune system and reduce the risk of cancer, unquote. That is from Dr. Blaylock. Also, I was reading a thing by Dr. Oz, And he says, cook with coconut oil. It has the type of fat that that is immediately shuttled to your blood for your brain to use as fuel. Woohoo! I'm going to have to get a bigger container of coconut oil. So, we've been hearing a lot of things about the omega-3, 6s, and 9s. Ruth and I were talking about this the other day, and, you know, why do we need 6s and 9s? We know, you know, what's the deal with them? Because the 6s, I've talked about them a lot last week, and we get plenty of them in our diet, and some of the 6s are things that we don't want to eat, like the, you know, safola oil, all those different kinds of oils. So I asked Margaret to find out why we need all these different omegas and where they come from. So with that, we'll just kind of stay on this page, and I'd like Margaret to share what she found out.
And okay, Mary Lou.
Margaret Heath, our silver from Tennessee. Thanks, Margaret.
Okay, thank you, Mary Lou. Omega-6s are important to heart health. They've been shown to decrease total and LDL bad cholesterol. However, diets too high in omega-6 can contribute to an inflammatory response and could contribute to an adverse impact on health unless a certain amount of omega-3s are included in the diet. Most people get ample omega-6 fatty acids in their normal diet. Some omega-6 fatty acids are found in a wide variety of vegetables, seeds, and nuts. The best sources of omega-3 fatty acids are cold water fish, such as salmon, mackerel, herring, anchovies, and sardines. The American Heart Association recommends that everyone eat at least 2 servings of fish each week. I don't know about you, but I fall down on that quite frequently. The ratio of omega-6s to omega-3s is an important consideration for your health because the linoleic acid, LA, tends to gear up the inflammatory process. Without effective timely upregulation and downregulation through a balance between 6s and 3s, inflammation can become chronic and problematic, which would lead to heart disease, diabetes, and Alzheimer's, just to name a few. A good balance would be 2 or 4 times less omega-6 fatty acids than omega-3 fatty acids. However, the typical American diet contains 14 to 25 times the amount of omega-6 fatty acids for every 1 omega-3 fatty acid. Many researchers believe this is a significant factor in the rising rate of inflammatory disorders in the USA, and olive oil is a great source of omega-3 and 6. Now, omega-9, it helps keep the cholesterol low, keeps the arteries from hardening, helps with overall immunity. Omega-9 is the most abundant fatty acids of all in nature, and they're not short in supply in our diets. They're also not considered essential because our bodies can make omega-9 from unsaturated fat in our bodies. The human body doesn't make omega-9 fatty acids unless supplies of omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids are very low. This means if you don't want your body making omega-9s to store fat in your body fat, make sure you get plenty of omega-3 and omega-6 in that order, omega-3 and then omega-6. The exciting thing is I researched through Google and found lots and lots and lots of information. However, one doesn't have to look very far to see our kink, to look at Neekin, because Neekin has taken care of this. Take a look at Neekin Omega Green. The product has all the essential omega acids necessary for maintaining health. The vegetable oil, the vegetable fatty acids offers essential nutrients without the products of fish oil. It's produced from cranberry seed, flax, and red algae, which are rich sources of omega nutrients. And Neekin has done the work for us. They even have given us a convenient daily use in a convenient capsule. Omega-3, omega-6, and omega-9 oils have been identified as being especially important, and omega supplement must An omega supplement must offer all three of these oils to be of greatest value.
And that's right.
Wow.
That came right from your sheet, didn't it, Mark?
From the sheet of the Omega Green.
Wow. Margaret, thank you so much. I was going about crazy trying to figure these out, and Margaret and I have talked a lot, especially yesterday, because she really did a lot of research on this and then went back and wanted to make sure that, you know, the information she was getting was also information that, you know, it was coming from good sources. So we need
to learn a lot.
We learned a lot, and that's why I said at the beginning of this call, I'm glad it's being recorded, because I think this will be our last talk on fat. It's just, it gets very complicated. But anyway, wonderful. Margaret, you did a wonderful job. Thank you so much. Okay, so what I wanted to do now, because Monty sent me a quick quiz on omega-3 fatty acid, and I flunked. I'm not getting enough. So I thought, well, I can't believe that I would be alone, and it looks like we've got plenty of time this morning. So if you've all got paper and pencil, I think we should just write down, if you answer yes to any of these. And if you've been on the program a while, why not do two columns? Do a before column and how you're doing now. And you could put... Like, for instance, the first question is, my skin is dry, itchy, scaly, or flaking? And you could put, if it is, or if it was before the program, put a little notch there. But if it isn't anymore, then leave it blank on the other side. I think this would be kind of fun because it looks like everybody on the call has been on here for a while. And what this says is over 90% of Americans are deficient in omega-3 fats, which are critical to control inflammation, blood sugar, and metabolism. So the quiz is going to help us find out if we need an oil change for any symptom you've experienced in the last month. Place a check in the before box, and then find out how severe your problem is by using the scoring below. So, okay, the very first question. My skin is dry, itchy, scaling, or flaking. Excuse me. Number two, my nails are soft, cracked, or brittle. Number three, I have dandruff. Number four, I have earwax. Number five, earwax. Number five, I have tiny bumps on the backs of my arms or on my trunk. Number six, I'm thirsty most of the time. How can we be with all of our pennies sitting in the dish there? But I'm still thirsty. Seven, my joints feel achy or stiff. Remember, now you can be doing your before and, you know, how you feel now. Number eight, I have fewer than two bowel movements a day. Excuse me, I'll grab some more Pymag water. Nine, my stool is light-colored, hard, or foul-smelling. I am depressed, have ADD, ADHD, and or memory loss. 11, my genetic background is Irish, Scottish, Welsh, Scandinavian, or coastal Native American.
Did that change since I started the diet?
No, not genetic background. No. Good question, Ruth. This is early in the morning for me. 12, I have fibrocystic breasts. 13, I suffer from premenstrual syndrome almost every month. Number 14, my blood pressure is higher than it should be. And number 15, my LDL cholesterol is too high, my HDL cholesterol is too low, my triglycerides are high. Okay, that was the last question, so you can add them up. And this is just so you can be rating, you know, I mean, checking yourself. And if you have 0 to 4, you have a mild fatty acid deficiency. If you have between a 5 and a 7, you have a moderate fatty deficiency. And if you have 8 or more, you have severe fatty acid deficiency. So, I realized after taking this test that I'm not getting enough omega-3s. And my meat and potato man husband here actually ate fish with me last night. So, Monty, thank you very much for sending me this test, because I think it's beneficial for us to kind of, I think all these tests that Monty found are very, very good. And it goes right to, is the next slide listening to our body by chance? It is.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. So anyway, this is one reason also that we journal, is that we want to listen to our body. We want to know. Everybody's body is different. We're all different. And so I think that these tests are good. If we're going in the right direction, you know, we're not going to be so tired. We're not going to have the digestion problems. We're not going to have the blood sugar problem. We're correcting these things by being on this program and striving for our tens. Okay, Ruth, we can go to the next one. Inflammation again, that's the bad, bad culprit. It's the silent killer. It can lead to chronic pain. I probably should ask, did anybody have any questions or comments on anything so far, anything Margaret brought up? I'm sorry, I should have done that sooner. Or anything about your test, your omega test? Did I lose everybody?
No, other than to say that I got those tests from the book called The Blood Sugar Solution by Dr. Hyman. And I really enjoy them. I think they guide us in a good direction to make us more self-aware of what possibly that we do need to improve on or are doing good at.
Yes, absolutely. And I so appreciate you sending that. I really believed I was getting plenty of omega-3s.
Sometimes it's what we absorb.
There you go.
So we need to work on our absorptions. That's why it's good to put some of this. Now, I need to see a list. I sent a note that says we need to do this every quarter or so, and if we can make a slide to go with some of the information that Margaret had and then some that you've, and then the test. But just I need to see it visually probably. Then I will know better what I'm supposed to eat for the different ones. Which one of those, I need to hear it again, which ones are the omega-3 foods and which ones are the other foods, and if we can make a slide like that, I would help.
Yeah, and actually, I even talked to Margaret about that, and we would have done it last night had it not been so, if it hadn't gotten to be so late. But we really were, weren't we, Margaret? We were really dissecting this to make sure that we weren't saying anything that we didn't all believe in already, that we weren't all on the right track, because there's a ton of stuff out there.
Right. And Margaret,
you found all sorts of information.
Maybe
all sorts of
information. I'll make a slide to go with it.
Yeah.
Boy, Mary Lou, I appreciate this because this is Kathleen. I have just turned into a crocodile for the last while, and just memory won't work and all kinds of things, and I joints are achier, just all of it, and I feel like I'm burning up with inflammation inside. I'm highly stressed, and I must have just shot over the line. Uh-huh. I try to eat right, but I'm really in a big fight with this right now, so.
Uh-huh. Did you find that you're low on omega-3s? Did the test help?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I am low on them.
Okay. Okay.
That's amazing.
And another thing, I don't know how come I'm getting this magazine. Somebody must have bought me a magazine, but because I know I didn't. But yesterday I got a Woman's Day, and I just flipped it open. It says your 5-day feel great plan by Dr. Oz, and I just highlighted two things. The one was cooking with that coconut oil that I mentioned earlier, because he says it shuttles your blood to your brain to use as fuel. And then also walnuts. He says, eat walnuts. They contain biotin, which strengthens nails and may help thinning hair. They also have omega-3s, which may help reduce wrinkles.
Oh! Well, I'm just highly wrinkled, and the other thing that he said just before that, I can't remember.
It strengthens nails.
Oh, yeah.
Thinning hair.
That. And while you're at oils, I probably shouldn't do this, but I can't help it. I've been into coconut oil for several years, and I was in the health food store yesterday, and I bought a book called Oil Pulling Therapy, Detoxifying and Heal a Body Through Oral Cleansing. It's by Dr. Bruce Fife, who's written several books on coconut oil. In fact, he's a spokesman for their whole thing. And he says if you take a couple teaspoons of coconut oil and you hold it in your mouth while you're taking a shower or getting dressed or something, 15 to 20 minutes, and you just swish it like you ordinarily would swish water or mouthwash, swish it, and then you spit it out, but not down the drain, into a paper towel or the garbage or something. And you do that, and people just have incredible testimonies about how they're detoxing and how fast they're detoxing with that. And he says all disease starts in the mouth. And I know a lot goes in through the ears and the eustachian tubes. But this is really interesting.
I think it's from
the ancient Indian Ayurvedic medicine. They've been doing it with other oils, sesame and something else, for all this time. But he truly believes coconut is the most effective.
Uh-huh.
And it just takes all these bacterias and stuff out of your body.
Wow.
Detoxes, and people lose weight, and, you know, just things just turn around in a few days for some people.
What was the name of the book?
It's called Oil Pulling Therapy. All disease starts in the mouth. Detoxifying and healing the body through oral cleansing. Dr. Bruce Fife. It says you may have a little reaction for a few days, but they gave incredible testimonies in there.
Well, one thing that I was, thank you very much, Kathleen, for that. I'm certainly, is everybody's extra virgin coconut oil turned liquid like mine has, or is it just because I'm in Arizona?
It's because it's warm. There's a temperature, I think it's 75 degrees.
Uh-huh.
This guy says he leaves those on the counter and it's liquid, but then in the winter it turns solid and he maybe even warms it before he uses it.
Okay. All right. And I know, you know, when Margaret was reading some of that stuff, the stuff that Margaret researched too about those different omegas, she said something about a highly inflamed, and I know that I was way out of balance, and so anyway, I think I'm finding out why I had gotten myself in so much health problems here a few years ago. So anyway, very, very good stuff. Okay, we're getting close to the end here, but here's our balance chart and how we want to keep foods in the more alkaline side here. And Ruth, did you, on the next slide? Okay, this one is our wonderful smoothie. And actually, if you want to release some weight, I wish I could do it every day, but I oftentimes will have two smoothies a day and one healthy meal. And then my healthy snacks. And I've washed all my veggies and have them all ready for me in the refrigerator so that they're easy to grab at. And if we could go to the next slide. Oh, this recipe, yummy, yummy recipes. This is Ruth's wonderful rice. Do you want to talk about it, Ruth?
Nope. I'm talking about your morning inflammation flush to help you flush fat and stay
healthy. Excuse me, Ruth. I can just barely hear that your voice is going on in the background.
Thank you. Well, I sure had that close. Now, can you hear?
Yes, that's better.
I'm going to get a different headset. I think I have another extra one. To have your before breakfast or while we're having the call, which is when I just had mine, is my morning hot lemonade. And it's very easy to make because you put some high mag water in your tea kettle and heat it up, or I guess in your microwave. I always put it in a tea kettle. And I use a 10-ounce cup, and I measured today, so I'd be able to be accurate because usually I'm not very good at measuring. But here's one tablespoon of lemon juice was just about right with the 10 ounces. I think I probably have 10 ounces in that cup. And 4 drops of stevia. And so that was my morning hot lemonade. And some people call that a fat flush. And I call it a pH bouncer, I guess. Good morning. That's your recipe for the day. You guys have a recipe. We can have a recipe for the day every day. And this will be the slide that we'll be on.
And, you know, Ruth, that program, remember I mentioned, the same program where I gave the tip on the apples with the body balance sprinkled on it? This was one thing that we did every single morning. Every morning, first thing, hot lemonade.
What? Oh, is
every
that right?
Day. Uh-huh, every day. Every single day. So this is great. Huh. My memory's coming back already. I had this last night.
Just been studying those fats?
Just researched it.
Yeah. Okay. The one that I wanted Ruth to make up, she did a, remember the other day she talked about her sweet potatoes? I think you guys remember.
Yeah, I do.
Monty had given me another great site to go to. And,
okay, so we're going to.
Can you do that on your... on your desktop?
We will see.
Okay. This website, we sure don't want to spend a lot of time in there, but oh my gosh, what a ton of information.
Can you see
and it? We talk about balancing things.
Yes.
And I never realized there was a difference between a yam and a sweet potato. So much. But if you look here, see this inflammation factor over here on the right-hand side? It says it's moderately inflammatory. It's got a minus 103. We should have a typical target net of 50 or higher a day. Okay, that's the yam. But you cooked the sweet potato, didn't you, Ruth?
I think it's a yam. I'm not sure which it was, actually.
Okay, well, where's the sweet potato slide now? I sent you that as well.
Okay.
There's the sweet potato. Look at this inflammation factor.
Wow.
It's a positive, strongly anti-inflammatory. Just the difference between a sweet potato and a yam.
My goodness, I always want to know what the difference was.
Oh,
Now, say that again. I'm not quite sure I understand what you're saying.
Okay. There is, see this where Ruth has the pointer. There's an inflammation factor there. And it says here, this is a yam, cooked, boiled, drained, or baked without salt up here, a yam. The inflammation factor is moderately inflammatory. It has a minus 103, whereas we want to stay on the alkaline side. We don't want inflammation. So here's her sweet potato. It's strongly anti-inflammatory with a positive number of 378.
Good grief, that's
wow.
A difference.
God bless you, Mary Lou, because I've studied this upside down and backwards and how they're mislabeled, and I go through the stores and I believe the sweet potato's right, but I couldn't prove it out. I couldn't find the
okay,
didn't
now
find
will you
fact.
Tell me which is which? Which color? One is yellow and one is real pink. Which is which?
The sweet potato's yellow.
Okay. Okay. Now look at here, the vegetable, I had to look here. It's a teaspoon. I put a teaspoon because Ruth drizzled vegetable. She did the coconut oil over her sweet potato. Uh-huh. And it's mildly inflammatory. Yep. Minus 37. But, you know, look at what her positive was when she had that sweet potato. It was a positive 378. So there we go with the balance. But now show what the olive oil would be, Ruth. A teaspoon of olive oil.
There.
Mildly anti-inflammatory. It's a positive 24, whereas the coconut oil was, you know, a little bit in the minus for inflammation. So, coconut oil, and this is a teaspoon again.
My goodness.
Now, this website... The key is, now Monty shared this website with me. I think it's incredible. I've not been in here a lot, but I just was curious the other day when Ruth talked about her sweet potato, and I thought, well, here's a good test to just show what a great job we're doing by balancing out our food. That'd be a good slide, Ruth, to just put the, if you could, shrink them down maybe.
Mm-hmm. Put them all on the same page.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, just slide them like the recipes.
Yeah, and then, you know, it's even bigger. I mean, this page goes on and on and on. It shows you your nutrient balance, your protein balance, all that stuff in there. But mainly, I just really wanted to focus on the inflammation. I don't know about you guys, but that's where my main focus is. We're eating vegetables and fruit. Yeah.
What's the website name?
Ruth, can you send it out? Monty itself, isn't it? I will have to find it. I'll send it to Ruth, and she can send it out to all of us.
Yeah, I don't have it right now, but
I don't have it on right in front of me either. But we'll put it on. Ruth will make this a slide, and then we'll put the website right on there. Okay. Anyway, past our time, but I did want to share that with you. We all want to, you know, become healthier. Look at the information that we have that we can share with other people. We want to strive for a 10 every day. And then, of course, we're all choosing to go on that healthier pathway. So, pathway.
This is Kathleen. I have so many food sensitivities that I really get stuck sometime, and I go with family or go somewhere, and I've gotten to where I'll take some sweet potatoes with me because you can nuke those. That's not the best way to do it, but I can do it and pour olive oil over it and eat it for my dinner,
uh-huh.
And it gets me by.
Uh-huh. Well, I think in this case, too, well, yeah, and I loved the idea of Ruth with the coconut oil on there, even though it's a little bit, you know, I know the health benefits of that coconut oil. So, you know, having that in a little, because that we weren't having a cup of it. We were having just a little bit of coconut oil on there, and the health benefits outweigh that. Because
and the
we're
taste
eating
are
such
so good.
A high,
it blends so well. If
yeah,
I had the sweet potato, however, I think I'm quite sure I had the yam. So I will switch to sweet potatoes. sound.
But if you ever get canned ones, they're labeled one thing and they are a different thing. I've gone through that with grocery stores, and they say they don't know why they mislabel them like that.
So it's the one that's more yellow is the sweet potato. That pinky one is the yam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's
our
big lesson.
They'll say two things. If you get a canned one, they'll sell you two things on the same can. They have to give you both different names. It's weird.
Okay. Well, I had some yams here, just a couple of them, because Larry's not crazy about them, but they went right in the garbage. So I'll go back and replace them. Sweet potato.
Oh, my goodness. Thank
Mary Lou?
Very much.
Yes.
What was the name of that book that she was talking about?
Why don't you send that one out? Because I'd like to know it. And you have to write fast to get that.
Okay. Yeah, Kathleen, we need the name of that book again.
It's Oil Pulling, like pulling a rope, Therapy. Oil Pulling Therapy by Dr. Bruce Fife, F-I-F-E.
Thank you very much. You were so soft, I couldn't understand you before.
Okay. Sorry.
You and Ruth and Donna have a hard time talking up. So even the recording doesn't catch you very well.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I can speak up better.
Thank you.
Well, nobody has trouble hearing me. I'm the oldest of seven kids. Okay, well, thanks, everybody. And we'll be here tomorrow. And Ruth will be doing the call tomorrow. So it'll be another great one.
Thanks, Mary Lou. Great
Thank you very much.
Yeah, great call. Thanks, Mary Lou. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye. Have a great day.